We have other videos going over mistakes that pre-meds make when it comes to studying and more tactical stuff, but this is bigger picture mistakes that also apply to life in general. The first thing is that people just follow the herd. Many people don't truly question what they're doing and why they're doing it. I was in biological sciences in undergrad and we didn't have an official program called pre-med, but this was pretty much it. If you were taking this as a major, it was assumed that you're a pre-med unless proven otherwise. And that's sort of how most people approached it. Everyone else is aiming for med school or to become a dentist or a pharmacist, and I should be doing the same thing. Very few people actually sit back and think about the next 10 years and what the path actually looks like that they're signing up for. Take your time, explore, and taste, and see what you want from your life. You won't have all the answers, but be very deliberate about why you're doing what you're doing. Those other people that you're comparing yourself to aren't the ones who are going to have to do the work for you. A lot of people become physicians and end up not liking it, and they found themselves bound to a decision that they made at 16 years old without thinking about it properly. Even beyond that point, when it comes to actually pursuing med school, people start becoming carbon copies of each other. They start doing the exact same volunteer activities as everyone else because this would look best on an application. Or they take the same classes as the next person. Or they start pumping out research papers because that's the thing to do. The paradox is that when it comes time for med school applications and interviews, you lose the one thing that made you, you, your individuality. Everyone that gets to an interview has a good enough GPA and MCAT. What's going to separate you at that point is your personality, your extracurriculars, your interests, your pursuits away from class. Don't just become a copy of another person. Do what you need to do, but then spend your time following your own curiosities and interests. Now the next thing is neglecting their health and putting it on the back burner. There's absolutely no reason for you to be pulling all-nighters and not having enough time for your health in college. That only shows immaturity and inefficiency in the way that you're working and terrible priorities. I hate to break it to you, but this path only gets busier with more to do and more responsibility. You need to get your routines and efficiency right early. It's a very long journey that never truly ends, so you can't afford to put your health on the back burner for it. No one's telling you to be a bodybuilder or bikini model, but you need to do basic things to make sure that you're keeping your health in check. Sleep, water, going to the gym a few times a week, or finding a hobby that you enjoy, watching what you're eating and taking the time to meal prep instead of grabbing whatever is available at the school cafeteria. It's the simple things that compound over time, either positively in your favor or negatively against you. Being healthy and well rested keeps you sharp and energized, which is only going to help you in your academic pursuits. The sooner you can put together a system that works for you, the easier the path will be, as well as the transition to med school and beyond. Your health and your time are things that you don't get back, so make sure that you prioritize them. Now let's talk about social media. Social media is a tool with a lot of power and potential, but whether it works for you or against you is in your hands and the way that you use it. In one perspective, it's easy to get sucked into algorithmic rabbit holes and waste your entire day procrastinating this way. This leads to wasted time and feeling terrible about yourself, and this is the more obvious danger of social media that we've all succumbed to at some point. The other factor is that your social media presence is your new resume to the world. Everyone, including medical schools, is realizing that it's really easy to present a polished version of yourself in a resume or an interview. Now, obviously, social media isn't exactly the authentic version of yourself either. But the way that you tweet or whatever you put on Instagram, it can serve as an inside look to your life. And whether you want it to or not, it might paint a picture of you in their minds that might not even accurately reflect who you are. I'm not telling you to never have any fun, but be careful with how you present yourself on social media. It's a small collection of information that med schools and other people have about you, but for better or for worse, it can serve as a potent contributing factor in their idea of who you truly are. So use it, but don't be used by it. In a similar vein to health as we talked about earlier, it's an oft-made and easy mistake to ignore other parts of your life. Pre-med's a busy time and so is medical school and residency and life as an attending. It's easy to get caught up in the work and its associated responsibilities and stresses. However, the truth of the matter is that time and other parts of your life don't care about how busy you are. The time's gonna pass anyways. Many people, including myself in the past, make the mistake of thinking that once X thing is done, then they'll start caring about other things, like their happiness, relationships, and experiences. But that's not how life works. Time doesn't pause for you and wait for you to stop being busy. You need to give attention and effort to the other parts of your life for them to grow, just like you do for your studying. Some days it might look like less time and attention than other days, and that's fine, that's just real life. However, you need to be deliberate with what you're doing to make progress and improve the other areas of your life. What's your plan for relationships? Are you calling or spending time with your aging parents and grandparents? Are you learning the basics of personal finance and how money works so you don't get trapped by a bank and poor spending habits? Do you have fulfilling hobbies and relationships outside of school? None of this stuff is going to take care of itself. None of it will magically get better once you get accepted to med school or graduate or matched a residency or become an attending. It's challenging, I know, but it is in your hands. And last but not least, it's not staying in your lane. There's a saying that winners focus on winning and losers focus on winners. The term pre-med irks many people. There's nothing wrong with actually being a student who wants to pursue medical school, that's great. And that's what the term pre-med means in its literal sense. But to anyone who's been through this path or is on it, it can mean something different. Pre-med or gunner, these terms can leave a bad taste in your mouth because of the way some people approach this role. If you have the goal of getting into medical school or any other goal for that matter, stay focused on what needs to be done and keep it moving. Where people get into trouble is that they shift their focus from what they need to do to what others are doing and how they can put themselves at an advantage without any care for what it does to other people. These are the people that are very loud about their role as a pre-med. How many research projects they have going on, the grades they're getting on exams, the 14 different volunteer groups that they're leading. They want not only to do well, but they want others to do poorly. Don't be this person. It does nothing to increase your chances of getting into med school. Even if you do, all the extra charades you pulled aren't the reason you got in. You just made others feel poorly in the process and burned bridges and maybe even made enemies for no reason. Stay in your lane, focus on the task at hand, control what you can and work hard. Let others do the same and wish them all the best. You'll be better off for it. So that's pretty much it today, guys. 5 big mistakes that pre-meds make. Hopefully that helped you guys out. Be sure to check the description for our newsletter and everything else we have going on, and we'll chat with you next time.